What's up, guys? Today is the 4th of June, and it is the third episode of Stocking Stocks and Options. We had a good run today in the markets. The S&P was up almost half a percentage point. The Dow Jones was up 0.75%, and the QQQ, which is the technology index, which I said would likely lead, is leading and finished towards the high of the day. And it is almost up a percentage point as well today. It was almost up a percentage point as well. Let's look at the futures right now. It's 10:39 p.m. PST, and the futures are down about 0.05% for now. And that doesn't really mean a lot in terms of what directions the markets may take tomorrow. We have gotten out of a short-term resistance around the 2745 area on the S&P, that's really good work by the bulls there today. And we might see a test back of that resistance, which is now support. So we might just come back to that support, and we might like bounce off it and move higher tomorrow, or we might have a down day tomorrow touching that resistance, touching that support, and just chopping around a little before some follow through, which is likely possible on Wednesday. Anyway, like I always tell other people, we do not want to predict what the markets will do. We want to react to what the markets are doing. So, yeah, that's a probable scenario. We do have a really good bull flag on the S&P futures on the four-hour chart. And it is likely that the markets will continue higher. But again, we do not want to predict what the markets will do. We want to react to what the markets will do. It was a really good day for us today. IKEA, we've been in it all the way from the low 20s. I think we got in on the 22nd of May, around $20.50. And a lot of people have been in this name recently. And it's even in Robinhood's top 100 stocks. So I do believe a lot of people were able to get a piece of IKEA, which is the Netflix of China. And a lot of people on Twitter as well have been in it since a long time. The most prominent one is Trader Stewie. That's his ticker handle. I do follow him. He's a really good technical analyst, and he's a really good trader, and he has some good setups out there. So I do recommend checking out his Twitter handle, following him. And again, like, I wasn't paid by anyone to say this. I just want you guys to have the best access to the best setups and the best access to the best traders out there. So again, IKEA was one of the more prominent ones that a lot of people have been in recently. We were able to sell our stake today around $30 and $31. So I was holding options and stock both, and I was able to sell both of them for a hefty profit. Also, Huya, which is the Twitch of China, that was also another of my stock holding. This one didn't really have options at the time I was buying it, and that was just about 2 weeks back. And I don't really know if it's got options right now. I don't think it has, because I checked it last week. And we were able to sell our stock in Huya today as well. It looks like both of them have had hot runs since $20, and they've been about 50% up in the past 10 days. So we want to give it some time to consolidate. And that red candle today looks like a sort of exhaustion candle. Although the 4-hour chart says that this might be able to get a test of the $28 level and move higher again. So we'll see what it does. I've booked profits for the most part. I do have some call options in IKEA, and they are rolled out for the $30 call options that I had bought when the stock was trading around 25. So they are up nicely, but I've just cut back a lot of my position on the $22.5 call options and the $25 call options. And I'm not sure if I had the $25 call options, but I'm sure that I did have a lot of those $22.5 and the $30 call options. And I've just cut back on my position a lot today, and I only hold a few $30 call options. I could count it on the palm of my hand. So yeah, they're up a lot. I'm just gonna let it do what it does. If I get stopped out, well, I'll just have to re-enter if in case there's a run on the upside, and we'll have to watch for a moment before we strike again. For now, I'm gonna let it consolidate a little. Let's see what else. We do have Bitcoin around 6,900 is a good level, I feel, to get back in Bitcoin if it does reach that level. I'm trying to avoid Bitcoin for the moment. I do like it as an investment. I do like cryptocurrencies as an investment, say 20 years from now, say 15 years from now, but I don't think there is enough data out there to say what they will do in the short term. Also, they are very news driven, so I'm not really gonna look into buying Bitcoin just yet. So I do like Walmart a lot. So Walmart today close towards high of day again, up almost 3 percentage points. There was really strong support around that $83 area. Yeah, so the $83 area, it's been support since almost August 2017. So yeah, that levels, it used to be resistance in August 2017, sorry. And then like since we broke out in October 2017, we've tested that level about 3 to 4 times at least, and it's held all the time. So Walmart is down like about 30 percentage points from its high in January 2018, when the stock market in general made a high. And it's been down almost 30 percentage points, like I said, from its high. So yeah, and it bounced a support today, I think close to its high of day too. So I think it's like a good stock to keep on your watch list at least. And I do like this one a lot. If it can get over the $50 moving average, which is around 85.7, just 20, 30 cents away from this point where it closed at today. So I'm going to keep my eye on Walmart tomorrow. We did have a follow through in Qtera today, like we were expecting yesterday. I said I was really bullish on Qtera yesterday, and today we were up about 4 percentage points. We were up more than 4 percentage points, actually. Closed at 46. I was able to sell half of my options that I bought today, and I was able to sell them for a good profit, and I'm gonna let the rest half ride tomorrow and see if give it a little bit of room tomorrow. Let's see what it does. Either way, I'm trailing my Qtera now, so yeah, I'll be ending in profits on that trade either way. What I do want to see is that if I should give it enough room to run up to 50, depending on the action tomorrow. Align Technology was one that surprised me today, up another 3 percentage points today. It's had that hot run from all the way down to 240s to now 340s, and it's been like just a month, so $100 added on Align Technology almost in just about a month. So Yeah, that's a lot. So I do like Align Technology as an investment again, but only on pullbacks. I'm not gonna buy something that's going up in a 75-degree angle. I really don't see how I could justify that unless it pulls back to the moving average 20 or like maybe 320 area. I need some consolidation on that wherever it comes down to 330, 320. Either way, I need some consolidation on that before I could justify going and buying another position in Align Technology. Intuitive Surgical again today, it did well. It was able to take out Friday's highs and move towards the 484 area. Was able to set up a new 52-week high, and also a new all-time high, I think. Also a new all-time high on Intuitive Surgical today. And again, like I said, good action from Intuitive Surgical even today. We pulled back all the way down to 477.93 and closed there. I still like it if the market follows through. Intuitive Surgical remains something that could test the $500 or at least the 490, 495, 500 area in the next couple of weeks. Amazon did really good today. In fact, I initiated a position in Amazon today. It's been up, what, 8 days in a row now. So yes, we did have some Amazon position last week. We were able to sell that for some profits. Wasn't a lot. I didn't really stick around for the entire trade to play out, because I just found that the market wasn't stable enough at that point. But today we were able to break out. So again, Amazon like was something that I've initiated for the June 29 expiration, I believe. And it's the $1,700 call option. Wasn't a whole lot of on the cost side. It was about $4.50, $4, something like that. So yeah, I'll be in the money as long as Amazon reaches 1705 by June 29, and that would be about 3 to 3.5 percentage points, 3 to 3.5 percentage points, actually less than 3% since today's close. So again, like I do like my risk reward on that one. I do like SPX, the close on it today. I just want to see if we can follow through tomorrow and take that resistance out for sure. We have already taken it out, but once we get out of this 2745 to 2753 area on the SPX, it the whole picture becomes a lot clearer, and we know for sure that we are ready to move higher. Right now, we know that we are ready to move higher. We just need confirmation of that. Like we either need a test of support and a bounce back higher, taking out today's highs, or we need something that's a continuation candle, a green candle, which takes out today's highs. So yeah, so I do like SPX. We had that position today. Like I had mentioned yesterday, we had that SPX position, and we were able to sell that for a good profit. So we did roll out our SPX as well. I think that was June 29 expiration as well. I'm targeting the 2770 calls, I think. Let me check. It looks like we do have the, oh, it looks like we do have the 2750 expiration on the SPX. So yeah, like I'm targeting the 2750 expiration on the SPX. It was only about $25. We do need some active management on that SPX since it's a little more volatile than a lot of other names. If we add about 1 percentage point from here, we will be able to be above our intrinsic value on that. We'll be able to be above our cost on that for sure. So at that point, it's just a raising game. What else looked great today? Lulu, again, we had a position today and we were able to sell half of it. LU, Lululemon, Athletica, again, just a continuation from yesterday's, Friday's green candle on Lulu. Was up about 16 percentage points on Friday based on their earnings. They had really good earnings. They closed towards high of day today. So pretty much a no-brainer at that point. So yeah, we were able to get some good profits on that Lululemon Athletica that we carried over from Friday. I'm forgetting what else we really had. We did establish a position in Anet today. Arista Networks, like I said, up about $7 today, more than $7 actually, almost 3 percentage points up, coming up from its downtrend support around the 250 area, coming out from its downtrend, like I mentioned again, that started all the way in February 2018, and it bottomed out on 4th May, yep. And it looks like there's a lot of good support around the 250 area on the trend line. There's some horizontal support around the 240 to 243 area. And this looks like one of those stocks that could go a lot higher in the next weeks, few weeks. So yeah, I do like Arista Networks again. We established a position today, like I mentioned. Hopefully if the markets go up and they continue, we will be able to see Arista Networks do well. The options are very well priced for traders to take advantage of. I think if Arista has a similar day like today, we'll already be almost at 1.5 times our cost, so about 50% profits. I think we have the June 29 expiration again. I'm not sure on that. But again, I do like Arista Networks, and we have established a position on that today. Again, like I've mentioned this before, and I continue to mention this, none of these trades that I mentioned are actually trade recommendations. I think everyone needs to do their due diligence. I'm not recommending any ticker symbol. I'm not recommending that you take any trades. You need to know your risk management. The account size that I have or the account size that you have, they're obviously not similar. My trading style is obviously not similar to your trading style. And we need to keep these things in mind when we are trading. And my risk tolerance is not the same as yours. And so we want to keep that in mind. And we need to do our due diligence, all of us. So do your due diligence before you buy any stock, before you buy any option. And they move rapidly, so don't buy any option out there that I'm mentioning. I'm just mentioning what I'm doing with my dollars. None of these are trade recommendations, like I've mentioned before. And let's look at what I've liked as well. LRCX, Lam Research, another semiconductor play. It got out of its downtrend that started in March 2018, and it got out of it today. We do have great support, trendline support on it, and it looks like one of those charts very similar to Anet or Arista Networks. And I do expect this to go higher if the markets comply and allow it to move higher. So yeah, again, like holding the trend line support that started all the way back in late 2016 after the elections. And again, I do like the stock. It's been a leader in the semiconductor space, and I do expect it to come back up and lead as long as the markets comply. We like Baba and Nvidia a lot as well. Baba broke out today, reached new 52-week highs and reached new all-time highs, and the same applies to Nvidia. Both up about 2.5% today. Baba up about 2.26% today, and Nvidia was up 2.81% today. And again, Nvidia was able to take out its earnings highs and move to all-time highs today. Again, making $6 a share, Nvidia. Continuous growth in earnings and revenue. Price to sales about 16 times. Looks like it could move all the way up to 300. It's in a channel that started back in April 2017, and looks like it could test all the way. It could go all the way up to $300 and test the upward resistance in the channel. And again, Baba, like I mentioned, we like that a lot as well, along with Amazon. And again, Baba's the support now is 205. Any pullback towards that area is a buy. Amazon support is around the 1640 level, 1640 level, and any pullback to that area, it's a buy. Google did well today as well. It's been running a bit. It's had four great days on good volume. In the past couple of days, I will hold back before I buy a position in it just yet. I want to see some consolidation before I do get into Google. Apple, we initiated a position today, and we were able to sell 3/4 of it today. It opened around $191.50. We were able to sell it around $193, and it pulled back. And we do have about 1/4 of our position left, I think. So I do like Apple as well. Might fill the gap around the 190 area. But again, I don't want to guess. I'm just going to let the ticker do what it does. And let the tape tell me where the top is. Let the tape tell me where the bottom is. We did have another good name running today. It's Home Depot HD. It was able to move up towards its resistance area of 190s and close towards high of day. Looks like a no-brainer here to me if the markets comply. And it's got a great setup. If there is any form of continuation and good price action tomorrow, and it is able to take out that 191.6 level and get over today's highs, I would start to establish a position in there. Something that's in the same sector, Lowe's companies, LOW ticker. It's also bull flagging. It also looks like it wants higher. Could move up to the $102 area. Again, if markets comply and it gets over 98, this could move up quickly. We did have a great day in Gilead today. It was one of the names that I had on my watch list, but did not pull the trigger on it because I forgot to look at it. Again, like, it was able to get past its $68 resistance area, and it was able to test the 50-day moving average. Got rejected from that 50-day moving average, but I do think that we will move up in the coming days, and we will be able to close that gap and get to the $72 area. 3 percentage points up today, Gilead. So that one's done well. AbbVie was able to get a bounce back from the support area of $98, and it was able to get a bounce back up from the 50-day moving average. So that's another one that looks good. But again, there are better setups out there, so I'm not going to get into AbbVie just yet. J&J was able to follow through. That was one name that we were keeping an eye on from yesterday. Again, we mentioned that yesterday. It was able to get towards that $122 area, was able to take it out earlier, and it looks like it's going to make a comeback soon enough. What else? Boeing looks really good on the weekly chart. It looks like it's set up to move higher. A small cups already formed in the BA chart. BA is the ticker symbol for Boeing, and again, it's formed the cup on the weekly chart, and it could form the handle soon enough, maybe even touch the 20-day on the weekly, and then get a bounce back and move towards the $400 area. So lots of constructive movement today. Twitter as well, moving much higher than the highs it set on Friday, and up 3.5 percentage points today. It's one of those names that could go all the way to new all-time highs in the next year. So that's a really great chart that you should keep an eye out on. AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, another one that should be on your watch list. Up all the way from $9.99 in April to $14.85. So that's a 50% return almost since April. It was, at one point, it was even $9.04 on 4th April. So, yeah, it's been a great 2 months for AMD holders. And I do expect this stock to take out that, at least test that $15.65 area, which is the 52-week high, and probably pull back a little bit after that. And then it's go time again. I think this stock could reach much higher this year and the upcoming year. So those are the names that I've liked today. Spotify is another name that I did like. 2.5 percentage points up today. Came out of that downtrend on the weekly chart. Let's see how the weekly finishes. It should finish higher. It looks like a really good chart to me. But again, you don't want to predict with newer names like Spotify. It's only been here in the market since April 2018. But again, I do like it a lot. I do feel like it's going to go higher. And could even get to $200 by the end of the year. So I might establish a position in Spotify tomorrow. I do like the monthly. I do like the weekly chart. I do like the daily as well. So if it can get over that $167 or $167 area, $170 is next, and after $170, who knows how much higher it could go. Market cap $29 billion. I do feel that's a bit on the heavy side, considering it's losing a lot of money. It's in competition with Apple Music, Amazon Music. I don't really consider Pandora a big competitor to either of these three, Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple Music. The big three are Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music. But Google Music obviously comes in fourth for me. And I think Spotify is the leader right now, but Apple Music's catching up. It's obviously a competitive sector, real competitive sector, but again, I do see that Spotify is valued at 6 times sales, which is not much, really, for a company which is in partnership with Hulu as well. So I do feel Spotify is one of those which is definitely iffy, but I do like the technical setup a lot, and I'm willing to take a short-term bet on it. If you do want an investment, again, IKEA is a greatest investment on pullbacks, and so is Huya. Those names are still valued fairly cheaply based on their potential, and I do believe they could go much higher. Again, Spotify is a name I'm going to keep an eye on tomorrow. Walmart, again, WMT is another name I'm going to keep an eye on tomorrow. HD, Home Depot, another name I'm going to keep an eye on tomorrow. Tesla followed up great today. So again, came out of that downtrend on Friday, followed up today. Continuation, I'm going to keep an eye on it for tomorrow as well. See if it can take out that 305 area in the upcoming days. I do like that as well. LRCX, which is Lam Research, going to keep an eye on it for tomorrow as well. And Arista Networks, obviously, gonna keep an eye out for that. Nvidia, Baba, Amazon, the ticker symbols for those are NVDA for Nvidia, Baba, Alibaba is basically for Alibaba, ticker symbol again, BABA, Amazon, AMCN, and again, SPX, which is the S&P 500 index, which mirrors the overall stock market. And those are the names I'm keeping an eye out for tomorrow. Also going to keep an eye out for Gilead, which is GILD. So that should be it for today. Sorry, I ran a little bit longer than usual, but hopefully this helps you guys. So good luck tomorrow, and I hope you have a great trading day. All right, bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.